is we gonna, we gonna, we gonna whack. I come stomping with something pumping to keep you jumping. R&B, rapping, bull crap is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing suck about crisscross, we all at. So when the X do they rock, say believe that.
Radio Network, Sirius XM 141, Sports Talk and Entertainment Excellence. I'm going to double down on the take from last week. First and foremost, I love Serena Williams. I think that Serena Williams is arguably on the Mount Rushmore of the best athletes that the United States has ever produced. I don't mean the best female athlete. Best athlete, period. Most accomplished. Like, she's up there with Babe Ruth, Tiger Woods, Tom Brady, Muhammad Ali, Jordan. She's in that discussion. The creme de la creme. I still don't love the optics of her crip walking at the Super Bowl. I didn't think that was the best way for her to represent herself. I didn't think that was the best representation of the culture. I'm not going to go on a Serena bashing. A, because the first segment I did when we moved to Sirius XM, I said that we're going to protect and respect black women on this show. So that's Serena, that's Sha'Carri Richardson. You know, that's Simone the Goat Biles. That's black women across the board. So I'm not going to sit here and pick apart black women's word. This is not Kevin Samuels Sports Talk Radio. I'm not going to do that. I don't have to agree with everything that people do, though. So I think that's where some of you got me bleeped up. You think that because I support the culture, and I definitely support the hip-hop culture. I don't know if there's anybody in Sports Talk Radio that supports the hip-hop culture more than me. Remember, when I was on ESPN Philly, I had Gilly on my show. Before Gilly was he was famous in Philly. But before he had the best podcast in the country, I had Freeway on my show. I had Cassidy on my show. We had every local. I had Spanky McCurdy on the show. Every local drummer, R&B person, hip-hop artist that was popping in Philly, we had those people on the show. DJ Rampage is my co-host. If you come to Paragon 7 Studios, you'll see my Wall of Narcissism, which is about 30 of my favorite hip-hop albums that have influenced me, where I've plastered my own face, where Ghostface Killah's face should have been, or Tyler, the Creator's face should have been, or MF Doom or Kendrick Lamar's face should have been. So I rep the culture. I love the culture. I support the culture. I live for the culture. And I'm blessed to be on such a phenomenal platform, HUR Voices. But where some of you have me bleeped up, I'm not a sycophant. I'm not a pick me. I'm not a yes man. If I don't like something, I'm going to speak on it. So I didn't like the optics of Serena crip walking. I'm not going to bash her. She's earned the right to represent herself in whatever manner she wishes to represent herself. So I talked about it on the show, got a little bit of hate mail, but that's how I feel. I have mixed feelings about the Super Bowl performance. I like Kendrick. Well, I love Kendrick. Love his music. I think To Pimp a Butterfly is the best hip-hop album that I've ever heard in my entire life. Yes, I'm saying it's better than Illmatic. Yes, I'm saying it's better than Ready to Die. Yes, I'm saying it's better than Jay-Z Blueprint. Better than Kanye West, My Dark Twisted Fantasy. I'm saying it's the best. I mean, better than Good Kid, Mad City. Kendrick has a couple albums that are legitimately in that discussion. I thought that the Super Bowl performance was kind of mid. I love the response. I love that it made Middle America mad. That made me feel good. I love that people are preaching about it at their churches. You got a lot of evangelical pastors who all of a sudden know who Kendrick Lamar is and understand his entire catalog backwards and forwards. So I like that. I understand what Jay-Z was trying to do. I think it was mission accomplished. I look at it from the perspective of the culture. Sometimes you have to open the eyes of individuals to what's going on in the culture. But I also look at it from the perspective of a businessman. I don't know if having Kendrick Lamar, that he really truly has a catalog that's Super Bowl worthy. You know, it's not like Bruno Mars. It's not like I hear that Chris Brown might be up next year. It's not like Rihanna. It's not like Beyonce. It's not like Taylor Swift. It's not like some of these people that have, even Drake, ironically. So I'm going to speak on that. But here's what I do love. So I'm going to NewYorkPost.com. And if you're not familiar with Jason Whitlock has been on The Four Letter and was fired from there. He used to work with Stephen A. Smith. He's worked with FS1, Skip Bayless. I think he was replaced by Emmanuel Acho. Don't quote me on that. I'm not citing a source there. But he used to be on those three-person sports shows that are in the afternoon on FS1. He's a credentialed, respected journalist. He wrote for the Kansas City Star. He played college ball at Ball State, African-American man. But he seems to, I'm not trying to pretend like I know Jason Whitlock or his ideology or who he is, what he thinks. I don't know anything about his family. I don't know if he's married. I don't know if he has kids. I don't know none of that. And really, I don't give a bleep. But Jason Whitlock does not seem to like African-American women in the way that he covers them. It just comes off that way. People call him Uncle Ruckus. I'm not going to call him Uncle Ruckus. I'm going to say he has some Uncle Ruckus tendencies, if you ever watched The Boondocks. He wrote an article many years ago about Serena Williams being fat. And basically saying that Serena Williams was too fat to continue to dominate tennis the way she had been dominating. This is when Serena Williams was in her prime. This was like 12, 13 years ago. When she was still winning Wimbledon and winning U.S. Open, Center Court, French Open, Serena was a monster at that point in time, really, really cementing her GOAT status. And Jason Whitlock wrote this article about her butt, saying that she needed to lose weight, need to get in the gym, yada, yada, yada. Talked about the way she dresses, the way she carries herself, yada, yada, yada. Called her ghetto, yada, yada, yada. That didn't sit well with a lot of people, me specifically. Now, this is before I was doing sports talk radio. But for someone, if you've ever seen a picture of Jason Whitlock, he's a pack of Skittles away from being four Bills. So he's closer to being four Bills than he is to being three Bills. I'm not going to speak on whose nutrition and what he does. I used to be pretty close to being three Bills myself. Lost a lot of weight. Starting to gain some of that weight back. Got to get Dr. Garcia to get me down back to 190. 220 is too heavy for me. I'd be 190. So I get on that. That's my New Year's resolution. Low carbs, no bread, no pizza, all of that stuff. Got to get back to that. But anyway, Jason Whitlock's written terrible things about Angel Reese. He's made fun of Angel Reese and her body. It just seems that there are body types of African-American women who are curvaceous. And, you know, bottom line, have a fatty. Like, if you're an African-American woman and you're dragging the wagon, he don't like you. Now, I assume that these are the type of people that he couldn't bag back in the day. That's just Lance J's assumption. But like I said, I don't know nothing about this brother. But anyway, he crushed Serena Williams on his podcast. And he talked about, he got into Serena Williams' family, that they've had family ties. Unfortunately, they've had losses in their family that have ties to gangs. And this is how Serena Williams' husband handled it. And this was textbook. This was amazing. He says, quote, "I get it. You're 57 and life didn't turn out the way you imagined. That kind of disappointment must be exhausting. You're the embodiment of peaked in high school, spending decades chasing validation from strangers through likes and digital hugs, only to find that no amount of external approval fills that void. I wouldn't wish that on anyone. Criticism only fuels your victim complex, reinforcing the comforting delusion that there is some grand conspiracy against you and your brave ideas, when in reality, you've just got terrible takes. It's a cycle: outrage, backlash, self-pity, repeat. This is a lonely road. There is still time to rewrite the ending. Start by working on yourself first. Remember, I said he was 400 pounds. You'll find that if you wake up every morning trying to be a little better, a little more curious, you won't have time for irrational hating. You'll be too busy winning. Man, that is how you handle somebody that's a hater. That's the textbook way to respond. I feel sorry for you. So many people are searching. They're searching for that void in digital hugs. Wow. He says, work on yourself. Get in the gym. Lose 100 pounds. Feel better about yourself. You won't have time to hate on my wife. That's how you respond. Paragon 7 Studios.
Ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop some new. A bastard child at the age of 16 get the game. Yeah, man.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
I have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bare my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin. That's my new plan. Nothing is
evident. Keep your skin clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way. And it's my moment, so I just gotta say.
Skyrizi may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my godkids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.